Hello all, I am here to invite you to become subscribers to The Melt via Patreon. For as little as $3 a month, you can get access to bonus episodes, early access to regular episodes, and access to monthly Zoom meetups, amongst an assortment of merch. It's super easy to do. Just click the link below and you will be directed to Patreon, and there is where the magic happens. I put a lot of time, energy, and love into this podcast and would love to make it a full-time endeavor. With a minimal of help from you, that is much more likely to happen. In the meantime, have a listen to a few clips from the latest bonus episode that members have access to.
Well, that dude, yeah, speaking about that binary thing, that's like, to me, I think that's one of the best tools for control.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Is they convince you from day one of binary thought, you know, and it's
dualism.
Pretty much what like the running like rule of reality is, you know, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse over time as far as like generations being able to step outside of it, you know.
Yeah. Freedom has so many levels too. Like, there are people, as we were discussing earlier, people, I think of Tibetan monks in solitary confinement when China was taking over, who were in a super enlightened state of being, and their circumstances didn't affect them that much. And there are people who live on 250 acres of land, who have tons of money and everything taken care of, and they're miserable. So is freedom about bodily autonomy? Is it about spiritual autonomy? Are those two things inextricably intertwined? I mean, what does that mean to you, to all of you? What links are we willing to go to be free?
As most people are aware of, at least on this call probably, is that we're highly, highly, highly indoctrinated from day one. When we come out, you know, it may be even before that, and then schools do it even further, your parents do it, you know, and the meme goes on and on and on. And at one point in your early manhood, you're going to realize that you're a collection of lots of different people. Some people handle it well, some people ignore it and don't even realize it, and other people have you know, midlife crises and breakdowns, really. So I think the first thing to address always is freedom from yourself, which is actually getting in touch with who you actually are. And that can come in many, many forms. I think you've had lots of discussions about what that means, and what that means, you know, to the body, and what that means to the soul, and what that means to your own personal autonomy, and whether you're being autonomous at all. Whether you're an order follower or a sort of a rules maker for yourself, that's in its essence for me